Chapter 279, Prohibition of Arrogance and Oppression. Allah the Exalted says, So ascribe not purity to yourselves. He knows best him who fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, i.e. those who are al-muttaqun, the pious. 53:32. The way of blame is only against those who oppress men and wrongly rebel in the earth without justification. For such there will be a painful torment. 42:42. 1589. Iyad bin Himar radiyallahu anhu said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Verily, Allah has revealed to me that you should adopt humility, so that no one may wrong another, and no one may be disdainful and haughty towards another. Muslim. Commentary. Anyone whom Allah has granted wealth or authority, beauty or splendor, should take it as Allah's gift. He should take to adopt humility and humbleness and express his gratitude for it to Allah. He should benefit people with the gifts bestowed upon him by Allah and not make them a means of pride and oppression. 1590. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, When a person says, people have been ruined, he is the one to be ruined the most. Muslim. In another version, he himself is the most ruined among them. Commentary. This hadith prohibits a Muslim from saying the statement in the hadith or something similar to it out of arrogance and pride. There is no harm, however, if one says it in view of the bad state of affairs to which Muslims have been reduced as a result of, for example, neglecting the teachings of Islam. Of the religious scholars who hold this view are Imam Malik bin Anas, Imam Al-Khattabi, Al-Humaydi, and others. This point has been made clear in Imam An-Nawawi's Al-Adhkar. 1592.